Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick, I've been working really hard to amplify my social media presence recently, and recently just started diving into Instagram, which has actually been a ton of fun. It's a cool platform for connecting with y'all in just a more personal way. So if we aren't already connected on Instagram, let's change that. You can find me at TheAnthonyVecino. So go connect. Let's do it. All right, let's get to the show.
I do not know when this happened, but recently I fell down a strongman-sized rabbit hole. I have become very interested and intrigued by the world of strongman competitions. This is where these really big, beefy dudes who are like 6'5", 6'7", and 400 pounds, they go lift incredibly heavy things, and they do all sorts of incredible feats of strength. I find it really entertaining to watch people who are at the absolute extremes of their sports, their activities. I love watching them perform and getting a glimpse into excellence, regardless of like what, if I actually am interested in doing the thing that they're doing. I just love watching people who are excellent at what they're doing. And I was watching a video just a couple days ago with Hafþór Björnsson. This is the man who played the Mountain in Game of Thrones. He is one of the strongest men in the world. He competes in the strongman competitions, and he's coming back from an injury that he sustained last year. And they are at the Arnold Strongman Classic, and I'm just watching this video. It's kind of a day in the life vlog. And there's this scene that plays out in the middle of the video, and they never address it. They don't talk about it. It happens almost as like B-roll filler happening in the background. They don't draw attention to it or anything like that. And I find that wild, because this was the most interesting 30 seconds of any YouTube video I've maybe ever seen in my life. It had nothing to do with the competition. It was actually the day of the competition. In the hotel, Bjorn, I guess he goes by Thor, not Bjorn, his last name is Bjornsson, Thor, he and his crew, they decide to go for a walk, just kind of relax, get their mileage in before the going over to the arena to compete in this event. And they're just walking up and down the hallway of this hotel. And the reason for this is because he's famous. If he goes anywhere, everybody's always stopping and trying to talk to him. So he's like, instead of dealing with that, I will just walk back and forth up and down this hallway, which in and of itself is kind of interesting. Like, this is not this fancy hotel. It's just a kind of looks like a motel almost. It doesn't look like anything too spectacular. I'm sure it's a very beautiful venue. But he's so big, he's almost hitting his head on the exit here signs. It's pretty wild. But that's number one, is that these guys at the highest levels of their game, they do what necessary to put in the work, right? They don't need to have the perfect environment. They don't need to be in the gym on the treadmill or being walking around this beautiful place. They're like, I'll just walk back and forth down this hall because I need to get my steps in. So that's number one, is making do with what you have. But something happens in this hallway that absolutely blew my mind. Out of nowhere, one of the guys on Thor's team, he says something to him in Icelandic. I can't understand what it is. But suddenly the team, there's like four of them, they all mobilize. The guy who says something in Icelandic, he runs in front of Thor. He gets down on his knees as though he's the judge who's going to be judging this lifting competition. Thor, on the drop of a dime, he drops his water bottle and he starts breathing really heavy, as though he's about to go into performance mode. And you can see this light bulb just turn on inside of him, as though he is stepping up to the bar for this deadlift competition. And then for the next 30 seconds, he goes through his exact routine that he takes when he approaches the bar, and he goes and he winds the wraps around his wrist, and he pretends like he's grabbing the bar with one hand and then with the other hand. And his stance is the exact stance that he takes when he's wrapping his hands on the bars. He's breathing as though he's literally about to lift something. And then he brings his legs in to get prepared for the lift. He simulates rolling the bar out in front of him. And then he takes his deep breath. He loads, he gets ready. He brings it back and he lifts it. And at the top, he lets out this big grunt as he's lifting nothing. He's not lifting anything. It's all in his mind. He's visualizing it. But he is so in the moment, he's so wrapped up in what he's doing that he might as well be lifting the thing. At the end of it, he holds the weight at the top, and he has this look on his face as though he's basking in the glory of 10,000 fans in the stadium watching him. And then he drops the weight. And then his teammates come up, and it's very, very, this is very interesting. They come up and they high-five him. They pat him on the back and like, good job. That was a world record. Well done. And they're like dead serious. They're not being ironic. They're not playing around. Like, this was this man was there breaking a world record in that moment in his mind. He was living and breathing it. And it was amazing to see him be able to flip the switch instantaneously like that. And it leads me back to one of the most core concepts of any high performing peak performance, like individual that I've worked with over the years. And I've had the pleasure to work with some fantastic athletes, some who have competed in the Olympics, some just national caliber, you know, national champions. The thing that they are so fantastic about is they see their vision more clearly in their minds than anybody else. It's an absolute remarkable skill. And it leads back to this idea that if you cannot believe, then you cannot achieve. You must first see the thing. You must be able to conceive the thing before you can achieve the thing. And here's three ideas for becoming better at visualization. We all know that visualization is a very powerful skill set. However, when most of us do it in most of our, you know, day-to-day activities, what we're actually doing is we're just going through the motions in our minds. We're simulating, pretending like watching ourselves do the thing, but we're not visualizing it with all of our senses. And the secret to being a really effective visualizer and getting the most out of it is to fully embody the activity with everything. You got to see it, you got to hear it, you got to smell it, you got to feel like you're actually there. So here's some three tips for visualizing more deeply. Now, the first thing I'll say before I even get into the tips is actually, because somebody asked me this on Twitter the other day, he goes, how do you use this? Like, are you doing this every day for like your big audacious goals? Are you doing it for a particular thing, like an activity? Like, when do you use this? And for me, I think visualization is most powerful when you're visualizing the inputs, not the outputs. So it's not visualizing that you're standing on the podium and you're getting the gold medal, or that you're looking at your bank account and then you see $1 million in there. It's more about visualizing the activities that will lead you to that place. So visualizing sitting down and writing and how that's going to feel. Visualizing sitting down and recording that video or making the sale. Those are the things. So visualize inputs, not outputs. If you just visualize outputs, which I think is a big mistake most people make, then you are just kind of falling into the secret world of manifestation. And I don't think that's how it works, or at least it hasn't worked for me. So here are three ideas that will help you become a better visualizer. Number one is to see it from multiple angles. Most people visualize an activity from just one of two perspectives. That's either first person perspective from behind their own eyeballs, or God's eye view from like this 50,000 foot view. Looking down, right? And both are good, but the more angles that we can recruit and see ourselves, the more likely we are to be able to, you know, the more clear that vision becomes. And so we want to practice seeing ourselves going through the motions, maybe from the eyes of our competitor, maybe from the eyes of your keyboard, maybe from the eyes of your monitor or the crowd in the stands. The more angles that you can recruit, the more ways that you can see yourself performing the action, the better. Number two, play with the speed. So most of the time, again, when we visualize things, we do it in one of two speeds. That's either normal speed or slow motion. But there's so many other ways that we could, you know, speed things up or play with the timing of it. We could play it backwards. We could play it forwards at 10 times speed, right? But this is another one that helps us, again, embody the activity. The more ways that we can see ourselves doing the thing, the more likely we are to actually be able to perform it on the day of. Now, number three is to change the color. Again, when we visualize things, we typically just do it in our normal, you know, the way that we see the world, the normal color scheme. But a really powerful tip is just to try to flip it, invert it to black and white, or flip it to hypersaturation. Again, over and over and over, when it comes to visualization, the key is that the more clearly you can conceive what you're trying to accomplish, the more likely you are to achieve it. So that's visualization. If you want to go check out that video, that clip that I'm talking about, go over to my Twitter at Anthony Vecino. It's in the feed there. Go check it out. It is absolutely remarkable. I had to stop watching the video and figure out how I could clip a YouTube video from somebody else, and so I could post it on Twitter, because I thought it was just so damn amazing. So I learned a new skill. I hope it brings you a little bit of value. I hope this episode today brought you immense oodles amounts of value. And thanks again for being here. As always, we'll see you in the next episode. Until then, stay hyper-focused, my friends.
Hey guys, I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it.